TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The EFF's Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and Diyazini Ndetyana have resigned as MPs. Ndlozi skipped out on the party's elective conference in Nasrec last month. It's believed he'd been suspended for failing to inform Julius Malema about Floyd Shivambu's plans to leave the party. Before becoming a member of parliament, Ndetyana served in the Eastern Cape provincial legislature, while Ndlozi has been in the National Assembly since 2014. The EFF's Snao Tambo.
Voluntary requests to be released from deployment, which were sent to the Secretary General of the EFF consecutively and within days of each other, express gratitude to the EFF for the opportunity to serve the organization and the people of South Africa. The EFF has accepted the respective voluntary requests to be released from deployment of the two fighters who have diligently served the organization in their respective deployments.
The Congress of South African Students says it's disappointed that the 2024 matric results will be publicly released. Yesterday, the High Court in Pretoria blocked the information regulator's attempt to bar the publishing of results, striking the matter off the roll, citing a lack of urgency. The regulator turned to the court, arguing that making the results public would violate the learner's right to privacy. But the Education Department maintained it will release the results next week using the exam numbers of learners. Unesongo Matiginga, who's with COSAS, still believes the grade 12s are being compromised.
We believe that this is a critical infringement to their right to privacy as provided in the South African Constitution. Results on newspapers and some televised was a critical infringement to a provided right to each and every citizen of this country.
Meanwhile, Build One South Africa has launched a petition to increase the 30% pass mark to 50%. The party spokesperson, Rogers Solomons.
We are failing our pupils if we continue on this trajectory of a low standard pass mark. Our pupils need quality education, they need to compete, and they need to win in the global economy.
And abroad, an inquest into the UK, into the death of former One Direction star Liam Payne, has heard he died of multiple traumatic injuries. The 31-year-old singer fell from a hotel balcony in Argentina in October. We're told the hearing in Buckinghamshire was held last month. Five people are facing criminal charges, including for alleged drug offences. The top story this hour, the EFF's Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and Yazini Ndetyana have resigned as members of parliament. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desson, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.